First, let's start out with the Ten Commandments. Okay? Now, you'll often hear people claim that one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not lie. That's not one of the Ten Commandments. It just isn't. You'll hear people all the time say, yeah, Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie. There is no commandment in the Ten Commandments called thou shalt not lie. Now, there's plenty of scripture telling us not to lie. There are all kinds of verses telling us that we need to tell the truth, don't lie. I'm not saying the Bible doesn't say not to lie. I'm saying that that's not one of the Ten Commandments. What the Ten Commandments actually say is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Now, the Ten Commandments are an abbreviated form of the Old Covenant or God's law or, you know, the moral code of the Old Testament or what have you. Really not even the moral code, because it's really just the entire covenant is summed up, because the Bible calls it the tables of the covenant in 1 Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It talks about the Ten Commandments as being sort of indicative of the entire Old Testament law. So it's like a brief thing. It's not the whole law. Obviously, the Bible in the Old Testament has hundreds of commandments. Hundreds and hundreds of commandments. The Ten Commandments aren't the only list. But what are they? They're just a basic, abbreviated list of the most important basic requirements of God's covenant with Israel that he made with them on Mount Sinai. And so it just has basic, super important teachings. No other gods before me. You know, don't make a graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. And then we get into the second half of the Ten Commandments. We get into the very famous, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet. Okay? Why does this get its own commandment in the Ten Commandments? I mean, stealing, it's pretty obvious why thou shalt not steal is one of the Ten Commandments. Why do you think that is? Out of hundreds of Old Testament commandments, why single that one out and put it in the Ten? Because it's common. What about thou shalt not kill? It's common. It's a big one. It's common. It's out there. It's happening every single day. It's happening, you know, twice a day in Chicago. It's happening at abortion clinics 3,000 times a day. So, you know, it's happening constantly. It's very common. It's a basic thing. Thou shalt not covet is happening every second of every day a million times all over the world. Coveting is when you desire things that belong to other people. Okay. You know, thou honor thy father and mother. I mean, these are like really important basic things that are constantly applicable in our lives in one way or another. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Obviously, committing adultery is common. Okay, unfortunately. But what does the Bible say? Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. This is in there. Couldn't God, if he wanted to, he could have saved a little room on the stone tablet and just said, thou shalt not lie. It would have, you know what I mean? It would have taken up less space on the tablet. Maybe Moses wouldn't have had to carry such a heavy tablet, because thou shalt not lie would have been shorter and easier. But is that what God chose to put in the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not lie? No. What he chose to put is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know what that tells me is that bearing false witness against your neighbor is probably something that comes up a lot. It's probably common. It's probably important, or else why would it be in this abbreviated list? You know, just the Cliff's Notes of the Old Covenant, 10 things, and one of them is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And let me point this out too. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know, I like the term bearing witness, because to bear something means to carry something. So even if you're not the origin of the false witness, if you're repeating something unsubstantiated, if you're repeating something without evidence, you end up bearing false witness by repeating and redounding lies told by others. You know, like what if somebody put out some slanderous video and then yours is going to mirror this? You have borne false witness. Your channel is bearing false witness because you decided to mirror something that you know is slanderous. That you know. Well, I'm just putting it out there. People can decide. You know, let me tell you something. False accusations can be damaging to people even when they're found innocent. Even when people go to court and all the evidence shows that they're 100% innocent, because it puts these seeds of doubt in people's mind, because most people don't know what I'm preaching this morning. They don't follow the principles that I'm preaching this morning. And look, I'm getting up and preaching on principles of justice. I guarantee you that there are a lot of people in this room who need to hear this sermon this morning.
That's right.
And I guarantee you that there are tons of people in our church that have warped views on justice, even in our church. I mean, I haven't seen anything like that, but just knowing human beings, knowing human nature, I'd be willing to bet, just conversations that I have with people, that this kind of preaching needs to happen. Because it's possible for us to be influenced by the world or just not to think these things through. And so, you know, this idea of, well, let's just put every accusation out there. Let's just put every accusation out there and let people decide. No, 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 no. Because if it's not substantiated, don't receive it. You know, that means don't receive means don't download in order to upload, because then you're bearing false witness now. If you're going to download a false witness and then redound it on some other channel, well, guess what? You're bearing false witness now. Bearing false witness is common. That's why there's so much scripture on it. That's why it's in the Ten Commandments, because people constantly lie and make false accusations against other people. It happens all the time. Now, you'd think we would have all learned this in junior high and high school. I mean, when we were in junior high and high school, let me ask you this, were there false accusations made about people? There were rumors, because teenagers are infamous for gossiping. And so when you're a junior high or high school student, there's all kinds of rumors and gossip and wild-eyed stories going around that turn out to be lies. So really, did you really become an adult without figuring out that false witness is common? Did you actually make it to adulthood without realizing that people making false accusations or giving false testimony or lying about what they saw or observed, you really haven't noticed that and you're an adult? Because I remember seeing that my entire life in school and beyond. So it's common.